clerk, would you call that?
Item number 4 from the Director, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to enter into an administrative agreement with the Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation for administration and operation of the Milwaukee County Economic Development Fund.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I realized I didn't give you my name and title last time, so I'm Jill Didier, Economic Development Coordinator with Milwaukee County, here with Mr. Latona from MEDC. And today we're back before you because last time we were here, your body asked that we work towards an administrative agreement with MEDC with an April 1st deadline. And so we are back here to say that we have worked through an administrative agreement, which should be in your packets. That particular agreement has been reviewed by numerous people here at the county, so it is a draft, but people from RISC to Nelson Solar's area to the Corp Council have all reviewed it, as well as MEDC. We feel confident that with this particular administrative agreement that the county's investment of $1 million, that the entire $1 million will be used for loan distribution. MEDC will handle everything from point of contact through loan administration, follow-up, et cetera, as well as reporting back to the county board on how those monies have been distributed and are performing. MEDC will be involved as far as I'm thinking how I wanted to word it, and I'll just be straightforward. The way they get paid is by a percentage of the loans that are loaned out, so they make the money on the interest. They do not get paid through any administrative fees through our $1 million. I was also to put together a work group, at which I did so, where your chairwoman had input as to who those people were, and we had a great body of people in the community who are the people putting the deals together. They know what is lacking, what is needed, what particular area. We had a great discussion, came forward, and their components are in the administrative agreement also.
You want to introduce the person who's with you here?
Sure. Mr. Latona from MEDC, David Latona.
All right, committee members. Supervisor Schmidt.
I know we went through this before, and you gave us the members again of the committee.
Or the
work group now?
Would you like the members of the work
group?
Yes,
yeah. I guess that's what I'd ask them. Yes.
Sure. I can do it off my head, but just so I don't screw up anything. We had Lyle Ballastieri, right. Andy Nunemaker, and would you like me to say who they're with? You all know Lyle Ballastieri with the building and trades.
Right.
Andy Nunemaker is an entrepreneur, investor in technology organizations. Trevor D'Souza with Great Lakes Venture. Jen Devitt, who is an associate with Foley & Lardner, who works with New Market Tax Credits, TIF funding. She's the really dollars and cents of some of the deals. John Stiebel, West Allis Development Director. Julie Ledger, who's the Vice President and General Manager of Opus Development Company. Bob Simi, the Vice President of Myron, and Ricardo Diaz from the United Community Center. So, a diverse group with great knowledge.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No, thank you.
Supervisor Weishman?
Thank you. I do believe we need a motion to approve the agreement, and I'd like to move approval on it.
There is a motion. Are there any other questions, comments? I see Supervisor Lipscomb is here with us also, one of the moving forces behind this.
And I'm sorry, Supervisor Lipscomb was in the work group, too.
Well, there you go.
Sorry about that.
Right, Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wanted to ask about this draft. So, and also understanding the financing that MEDC is doing for small business in the community. How much would you say of the funds that you give out a year go towards small businesses, businesses that qualify under SBE regulations?
Yeah, I mean, depending on the year, we've had loan years as good as $25 million. We've had bad years as far as $5 million. All of it to small businesses, or what we consider small businesses, you know, for the most part, actually under 100 employees. We probably have only a handful in our portfolio of businesses over 100. So definitely small businesses in size, revenues, employees, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And what I'm looking at is the opportunity to have Milwaukee County's investment. We had a great conversation in item number one about financing and capital being accessible to small businesses, and actually putting that in our agreement with MEDC to make sure that our money is targeting the population of businesses in our community that need access to financing, rather than larger firms who probably would already have access. So this would kind of target our funds to do some heavy lifting for those small organizations.
Well, and I think you've mentioned it before, small business, small, medium-sized businesses are the ones that are having the most difficulty getting financing. Is undue regulations, you know, some people would say undue, I guess that's maybe a bad word to say, more regulation than banks were previously working with, as well as lenders are really looking for the, you know, when they stopped lending, now they're just looking for the best loans out there. Community banks have disappeared. A lot of your larger banks are now larger. And so that's they don't like dealing with the small $500,000 loans because they'd rather do a $5 million loan, which takes the same amount of time. So that's really the issue that you've run into, and I think that's what this fund will meet, as well as that gap where you're talking $500,000 projects where this can be a part of that and get the project done.
Ms. Didier.
And Supervisor, also this will address Supervisor Schmidt's comment from the first item number. We both, MEDC, Mr. Latona and myself, we have established relationships with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And so I can tell you confidently that through our conversations as this idea was being developed, the WEDC and I would talk about what they could do and where their missing link was, and they would pass things on to me and vice versa. So we do have an established relationship with them, and I think that to the point of where the needs are in the community, this particular fund will help meet that.
Now, my follow-up is, would we have to put that specifically in the agreement so that it says that in order for that to be followed?
Yeah. Well, your terminology of small business, and you asked it of the gentleman before, I've had the opportunity to discuss small business development with the federal government as well, and small business really does have a very broad term, and the semantics of the word small could be, even if you put it in there, it's got such a big different, there's just so much that could come into play. I think that confidently where we see the gap and the need for this and how the terms of the loaning would be, or the established terms of the loans that would be given out will meet that particular criteria.
All right, that's it. Thank you.
Supervisor Mayo had a question.
So, thank you, Madam Chair. How often will you report back to this committee about establishing your loans for that $1 million?
We put it into the terms of the agreement. We said quarterly. And just so you understand, there's, you know, they'll come back, they'll present, and just give you a dialogue of how much the loan, what that would be, is they'll give you a determination of the loans that have been loaned out, who's, you know, are they making payments, et cetera. Be good.
The state had a definition of small business as 100 employees or less. What is the definition with regard to?
Say it again. What was your question?
What was the definition for small business? What's your definition?
Oh, when the federal government and I met, the federal government will actually go up to 500 employees, believe it or not. I don't deem 500 employees.
The state was calling that mid-size, 100 to 500. Yeah. So you can get different definitions depending on who you're dealing with. We define it then as 500 or less.
The federal government does. I would say 100 or less is small business, personally.
With regard to who is allowed to apply for monies?
We did not define small business in the agreement.
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Kuglich is here. Is
Mr. Kuglich and
Council?
Mr. Williams were instrumental in helping with the agreement.
Okay. Is there any comment or input from Corp Counsel?
No, just here to answer any questions if there are.
Okay. And this one, too, I'd like to commend the staff from Mr. Kulich and Mr. Williams and Masterson and Esch, and there's probably a whole myriad of people that I'm not mentioning, but a lot of eyes went into this again to make sure that it's something that had thorough vetting on the county's part Cindy Van Pelt and Risk, Nelson Solar with DBE. So a lot of people took a look at this again so that you can have confidence in it.
Ms. Dudier, what is the county executive's position with regard to this draft?
I would never speak on behalf of the county executive. Rises here. My understanding is that the county... may I speak to this item? My understanding is the county executive is in the discussion when we put together the work group, that the county executive was supportive of the work group, as was Chairwoman Dmitrievich, as well as the outcome of that particular item.
Well, and just for ACE's purposes, when this committee is going to be voting on something that that is potentially a draft agreement, it is helpful to know what the county exec's position is, so that we don't have problems later. Any other comments or questions from our committee? Do we get a motion?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Supervisor Lipscomb, did you have any input?
I do.
All right. Thank you. Then please call the motion.
Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you for your attendance.
Thank you, everybody.